Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yivam's daf Kuf Dalid. We left off on daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis toward the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by the Lightman family for Refuah Shleima, for Esther Basara, Shishav Refuah Shleima, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. It is also sponsored by Eli Spielman. Dedicated in honor of our father and grandfather, Mark Goldstein. Happy Father's Day from the Goldstein family. It was also sponsored by Eli Seelman in honor of the yard site of Rezel Bas Aaron, May Rishama have an Aliyah. And it was also sponsored by Shragi Brill, the Zecher Nishmas,
Yeta Bas
Avraham. Rishama have an Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we are holding on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to finish up the discussion whether you can use a chalitza shoe that has tzara'as, whether it's a muskar or a mukhlat, and in that context, we can talk about other types of chalitza shoes that may be asr ba'ana. What if the chalitza shoe is shal avodah zarah, tashmishe avodah zarah, shal ira nidachas, all of those types of topics. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether you could do the Mishnah, rather, on the top of Amud Aleph, is going to talk about doing chalitza at night. It's going to talk about doing chalitza with the left foot. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of the page is going to talk about which parts of the chalitza are ma'akev and which are not, because we know that there's a removal of a shoe, there's a kriyas haparsha, there's a rekika. So which of those things are ma'akev and which of those things are not ma'akev? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the possibility of a cheresh or an ilim doing chalitza, and whether that works as a chalitza. And the Gemara is then going to discuss a yivama sharakika, if a yivama did only rakika, that apostles her from the other brothers, even though it's not a valid chalitza. And the Gemara is going to try to find which Tana that statement follows, meaning the Gemara is going to quote such a statement in the name of Avua de Shmuel, that a yivama sharakika, that if she does just the rakika, that's going to be enough to apostle her from the other brothers, to not be allowed to do yibum with the other brothers. We're going to try to identify who's the Tana, whose Shita we're following in that line, and we're going to have three different possibilities of who that Tana might be. So we left off four lines from the bottom of the page, on daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Echot Sandal Amuskar, V'Echot Sandal Shemuchlat, V'Echot Sandal Shavodus Kchavim, Lo Tachlot Shemuchotza Chalitzas Ukshera. Whether you have a sandal that has tzaras, that's only muskar, that's only in quarantine to see what develops, whether it's mukhlat, that it has absolute tzaras, or whether it's a sandal shalavodazara, in any of those cases, you cannot do chalitza lechavchila with those things, but if you did chalitza with them, then it's going to be kosher. So before we move on to the second half of the statement, so what does that mean? A sandal shel avodas kochavim. So if you look in Rashi, in Dibra Vaschu Chalitza Sekshera, in the second wide line, he writes, U'misham she'avodas kochavim lav l'sreifa kaimi, this is takanta bibitul, that misham she'avodas zara are not something that you're going to say, kitusei mechta shiure, that it's as if it's meant to be burnt, and therefore it's as if it's already burnt, and therefore you don't have a shiur, and the whole thing is no good. No, because there's a way to be misakein it by being mevatel the avodas zara. And if you're mevatel the avodah zarah, you won't have to burn it, so it's not automatically destined to be burnt. And if you're concerned about the hana'a element of it, then how can you do chalitza with a shoe that currently is a shoe of avodah zarah? After all, it's an isra hana'a, and aren't you getting hana'a if you're doing chalitza with it? So says Rashi, I'm not worried about that, because chalitza is a mitzvah, and mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, that it's not considered hana'a when you get the benefit of doing a mitzvah with something. Now that din of mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu is a sugya in Rosh Hashanah on daf chav ches, and that's why the Mishnah over there says that if you tokea b'shofar shal hegdish or a shofar shal avodah zarah, even though you're not allowed to get hana'a from hegdish or from avodah zarah, you yotze your chiv, because tki is a mitzvah, and the hana'a of a kiyum a mitzvah is not considered to be halachically a hana'a. And that's why if a person takes a neder that he's not going to get any hana'a from his friend, the other person could be tokea for him, he could blow blow a shofar for him, because that's not called that he got hanah. He only got a mitzvah. The Taz quotes from the Beis Yosef that in the name of the Kolbo that we don't say that a mudar min a shofar you talk about atzmo, but he's only allowed to hear a shofar from someone else, but he himself is not allowed to be tokea, because sometimes he's nena from the Maisa Tzkiya, and over there, meaning he says that the halacha is that if you take a neder anah from the shofar, that we don't say that you're not allowed to blow the shofar because the Maisa Tzkiya gives you some hanah and the fact that you're able to form a valid tkiya, and you don't say mitzvah slav lehanusitnu because it's not from the mitzvah that you're getting the hanah, because you could be yotzei the chiyuv even al yidei shmiya me'acher, even by hearing from someone else, and that's the hanah with your ma'isa tkiya. So I'm sorry. So we do say, so that would be a violation of mitzvahs of an isra hanah, because that's not called mitzvah slav lehanusitnu. Over there, the hanah is not from the kiyuma mitzvah. The hanah is that it's really geschmack if you're able to do it, that you blow a shofar and it sounds really good, so you feel good about yourself, that it's a nice sense of hana'ah. That would not fit under the category of mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. The Taz, however, has another chiddush, and the Taz writes that when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the fact that mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu has no impact, because the Torah is mesameach hasalev. Shulchan Aruch writes that for that reason, it's usher for an avil to be osek b'torah, because it's mesameach hasalev. That's why in Tisha B'Av we don't learn Torah. So it turns out that when one learns Torah, in addition to the kiyum mitzvah, granted the kiyum mitzvah does not qualify as hana'ah, but the fact that the Torah is super geshmak, that is hana'ah, and therefore would be a violation of hana'ah if you somehow were to have an isra hana'ah. That would qualify as hana'ah, and therefore if someone takes a neder not to get hana'ah from a sefer that belongs to him, otherwise would be able to learn from, it becomes usher to him to learn from it, because even though the mitzvah of Talmud Torah doesn't qualify as hana'ah, so it wouldn't be a violation of the hana'ah, but the geshmak that he gets from the Talmud Torah would qualify as hana'ah. So this whole idea that Talmud Torah might be an exception to mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu was made famous by the Avnei Nezer in his Hakadama to the Eglei Tal, where he says that by Talmud Torah we don't say mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, because the reason for the din of mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, Rashi says, is because mitzvahs were not given to Klal Yisrael. Rashi writes in L'shem hana'ah, it's a gzeiras melech aleihem. But he says mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not that way, says the Avnei Nezer. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah was dafka given to us to enjoy it and to get pleasure from it. It's a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to be sus v'sameach u'mesanik b'limudo. That he says people make a mistake and they think that you're not supposed to enjoy learning. You're supposed to just be, keep your head down and go through the drudgery of it because it's avodas Hashem. No, adraba, there is some drudgery, meaning you have to work very hard, but that's not the nature of the mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is to be sus v'sameach b'limudo. Anyway, Rashi, so that's, I just mentioned that because Rashi brings up this inyan of mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. But the first half of Rashi, he said, Misham she'avodas chavim is not l'sreifa kaimi, because you can always be misakin it bebitl. So if you look in the bottom Tosa, sandal she'avodas chavim lo tachlots, pirish v'kuntras demari b'avodas chavim shalav chavim v'kodem bitl. We're talking about that the avodas zara belongs to an ovid chavim, and he hasn't been vatel it yet. The kibbutz the roi levatel lo mechashiure. Right, Rashi says since the goy can be mevatel it, we don't say that it's automatically destined to be burnt and therefore mechashiure. Avbi shalom is vatel adayin. Even though right now you have not, the goy has not yet been mevatel it, and he points out that that's what we find in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches by a shofar shel vodzchom liyitka v'im taka yotze, that you are yotze with a shofar shel vodzara, probably for that same reason. So frektos on the top, the second line on Kuf Dalar Meral Vitema Damrinim Sof Perikisei Adam Shofar Shel Vodzchom Liyitka Bo V'im Taka Lo Yatza Umfarishas Mishum Da Vodzchom Ketusei Mechtash Yurei, that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that if you blow with the Shofar Shel Vodzara, you're not Yotze, because we do apply Ketusei Mechtash Yurei. So why over here we're saying that a Shofar Shel Vodzchom you are Yotze, because who knows, maybe he'll be Mevatalit and it's not going to be Ketusei Mechtash Yurei, and over there we say that you are Yotze, that you're not Yotze, rather, because it is Kitusei Mechtash Yirei. V'yesh lomar da'asam avodzchom shel Yisrael, d'lo sagi lo bebitl. T'chei agav n'mishayim perkul ha'gazli. He says, very simple, over there we're not talking about an avodzara shel ovid kochavim, where the ovid kochavim can be mevatalit. We're talking about an avodzara shel Yisrael, where it's d'lo sagi lo bebitl, where being mevatalit does not take away the Yisra Kana, and therefore the only Eitza is Sreifa. So over there we're going to say Kitusei Mechtas Shi Urei. So then Tos raises the question, well, wait a second, if it's an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, the Halach is it requires Geniza, it doesn't require Sreifa, it requires Geniza. So how can you say Kitusei Mechtas Shi Urei? So Tos says, yeah, it's Kivin Tzuna Geniza Ein Kitusei Shir Gadol Mizeh. That putting in the Geniza is also Kitusei Shir, which is a Pella, because the Kitusei Shir we would imagine is because physically when you burn it, it falls to pieces. When you put something in Geniza, it's still intact. So probably for that reason, Tosfos gives another answer as well. Inami bavuz chavim shalovid chavim sha'avda ledas Yisrael shatuna sreifa. That if you have an avodah zarah that belongs to Novid Chavim that was worshipped ledas Yisrael, then it's going to require sreifa. And then you would say, kitusei mechtas shiurei. Then later on, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that he says, no, the kulu bavuz chavim. The whole thing is talking about an avodah zarah that belongs to Novid Chavim, all the sugyas. And not like Rashi says. Over here, the reason we don't say Kitusei Mechtas Shiurei is we're talking about something that has a history of having been used for an Avodah Zarah, but the Ovid Chavim was already mevatel it. And that's why we don't say Kitusei Mechtas Shiurei. And Afal became the Chachila, you still shouldn't use it. But when we talk about Kitusei Mechtas Shiurei, Mesach Rosh Hashanah, that's talking about an Avodah Zarah, Shel Ovid Chavim, then he has not been mevatel. So long he has not been mevatel it, it has a full status of Avodah Zarah. Okay, Vaiter in the Gemara, the last line on Kuf Gimel and Beis, Shel Tekrovas Avodah Chavim. If it's, the Chalitza Shuv is only a Tekrovas Avodah Zarah, meaning something that was brought as a gift to the Avodah Zarah. So the halach is that Tekrovas Avodah Zarah could never become batel, that there is no future bittel by Tekrovas Avodah Zarah. Vishal Ira Nidachas, or if it's it belongs to an Ira Nidachas, came from an Ira Nidachas, Vishal Zakon Asi L'Kvodo, or if it was meant to be used as part of the Tachrichen for a mace, Lo Tachlot, you're not allowed to do Chalitza with it, V'im Cholza, Chalitza Sapsula, and that's even possible to Dievet. So this is a more severe category where the chalitza is even going to be possible to the Eved. So I'm going to reveal to Ravashi, Maishna Zakin also the Kvoda de Lavli Luchavid, Tvedin Nami Lavli Luchavid. Wait a second. What's the problem with a chalitza shoe that's made as a tachrich in the mace? It's because it's not meant to be walked with, because it's only put on a dead person and dead people don't walk? Well, guess what? People, that when they have a chalitza shoe in Basin, people don't walk around on the street with that either. It wasn't meant to be walked with, it was only meant to do a chalitza with. Amalei, Ilu Misnube, Ilu miski be shelucha de beidina mi kapet alei beidina. So he says no, because if a shliach beizin were to want to walk around with it, no one would have any problem with it. So it is meant la halicha. It's not only something that's meant designated purely for chalitza. It's meant for halicha as well. Okay, new Mishnah now. Two topics in this Mishnah. Number one, chalitza b'layla. Number two, chalitza b'smol. So first, chalitza cholza b'layla. If you did the chalitza at night, Tanakama says chalitza sekshera, Rabbi Elazar posel. Tanakama says it's okay, Rabbi Elazar says not okay. Second topic, b'smol, you do chalitza with the left foot. Chalitza sepsula, in this case, it's flipped. The Tanakama is more machmir, the chalitza is going to be pasul, and Rabbi Elazar machshir, Rabbi Elazar holds that it's going to be kosher. So first things first, chalitza b'layla. So says Gemara lema b'hak. What are they arguing about when they talk about doing chalitza at night? Why would it be pasul according to Rabbi Lazar? Why would it be kasher according to the Rabbanan? So lem ba'kamifgi, demar savar makshinan rivim l'negaim. That we make a hekish between a riv and a nega. A riv means a din Torah versus a nega, because the pasuk says kol riv v'kol nega. So just like the halacha is that ri'iyas negaim has to be bayom, because that's a pasuk. Pasuk says bayom hera ospo. So to rivim has to be bayom. Rivim means dinei Torah that involves dinei mamonis. Why is chalitza a din Torah that involves dinei mamonis? So Rashi writes v'chalitza dinu degov ksubasa, because she collects the ksuba through the chalitza. So in that sense, it's like a riv, it's like a din Torah. So that's the machlokas. Mar savar makshinan rivim l'negayim. That one sheet to hold that we link a riv to a nega, and therefore just like riyas negayim cannot be at night, so Reb Lazar would say that chalitza also cannot be at night. Umar savar, but Tanakama holds lo machshinan rivim l'negayim, that we don't make any such hakish, and that even though negayim can only be seen during the day, a riv can be done at night as well, and that's the sheet of the Tanakama, the Chaltza Balai, the Chalitzasa Ksheira. So it says more low. That's not what they're arguing about. To Kuli Alma Lo Makshin and Rivim Lindagayim. Everyone holds that there's no link between Nega and Riv. The Imakshin and Afilu Gemardin Balai Lenamilo. Because if we really were to make a hackish between a Nega and a Riv, then the halach would be that even a Gemardin could not be done at night. Not only a Tchilas Din, no part of the Din Torah would be able to be done at night. So we have an alternative explanation of what the machlokas in our Mishnah is about. Mar sobre chalitza ke tchilas din damya, umar sobre chalitza ke gemar din damya. Meaning, leave out negayim. It's got nothing to do with negayim. Here's what we know about riv, about a din. When you're dealing with a din, a tchilas din may not be done at night, a gemar din may be done at night. We know that chalitza is somewhat like din, but which part of din is chalitza like? Is chalitza like a tchilas din, which cannot be done at night, or is chalitza like a gemar din, which may be done at night? So that's the whole machlokas about chalitza belayla. So Rabba Barchia katusa'a avil uvda bimok ubiyichidi ubelayla. He did a chalitza with a felt shoe, and he did it all alone without a whole beis din, and he did it at night. So Amr Shmuel kama Rav Guvrei David ki yichidah. What confidence he has to follow the shita of a das yachid that he did that? So says my kasha. What did he do? Imok stamatanya, ilayla stamatanya. If you're telling me that he used a felt shoe, there's a stam brisa that says that that's okay. If you're marveling at the fact that he did it belayla, there's a stam brisa that says that it's okay to do it belayla. Eli Yechidi Kakashale. No, what bothers us is that he did it Yechidi. He did it without a Beis Din. Say, if Yavid be Yechidi, the Yechidah Katanila. How is he allowed to do it be Yechidi? How is he allowed to do it without a Beis Din? It's just one judge. That's only a Das Yachid that holds it. You're allowed to do that. That's not a Stam Shita. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, Chalta b'shnayim o b'shlosha, v'nimtzeach me'amkar of apostle, that the Mishnah is going to say, we're going to see, later on today on Amud Beis, that if you do chalitza with either only two dayanim, or you tried with three dayanim, but then one of them turned out to be a karav or apostle, chalitza's a psula, the chalitza is going to be apostle. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Sandler, Machshirin. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Sandler say, yeah, it's okay, even though you don't have a full base and it's still kosher. And one time people did a chalitza just with the guy and the girl with the man and the woman, and that's it, and there was no one else there. Rabbi Akiva was willing to be makshir that as well. We don't paskin like that zug, meaning like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who say that it's kosher even though you don't have a full beis din. So that's what they were marveling. How can you follow a shita of a das yachid, meaning also a zug, that hold that a chalitza without a full beis din is kasher? That's a das yachid. It's ein halacha ko oso azug. We don't follow that opinion. But they weren't so bothered about the fact that he did a chalitza belayla, or that he did a chalitza with a felt shoe, because that you do have a stam brisa that says that that's okay. The iba yisema, or the other possibility is kulunami yichida katanilu. It's all a das. Yachid. Everything he did was a das yachid. Detanya, I'm Rav Shlomo Rabbi Yossi, Ani Risi Rav Shlomo Ben Elisha, Shechalat B'mok B'yichidi U'balayla. That was dafka the sheet of Rabbi Shlomo Ben Elisha, who held that you could do chalitza with a felt shoe, and you could do it B'yichidi, and you could do it B'layla. So it's all a das yachid, and therefore they're marveling at all of it. How was he allowed to do any of this? So what we do see very clearly in our Gemara is that a din Torah is not supposed to be B'layla. Certainly a tchilas din is not supposed to be B'layla. So we had the discussion, what do we compare a chalitza to? There is a machlokas rishonim. What if you did a din Torah belayla? Is the din Torah binding if you did a din Torah belayla? So the sheet of the Rashbam is b'diavad dinayim din. It's Rashbam, it's quoted in the Rosh Masechta Bava Basra in the 8th parak, that b'diavad dinayim din. And therefore he says, if bezin is makabla edus belayla, they could be done al pi such edus. And the Rosh writes that that's the sheet of the Yerushalmi Masechta Sanhedrin as well, that b'diavad dinayim. However, the Rosh points out in the name of the Ramban that our Talmud Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi about that, and therefore, according to the Talmud Bavli, if you did a din Torah Belayla, the din is batel; it doesn't count. And the raya is from our sugya, because the Gemara says in our sugya that leman yamar chalitza kitchilas din, that if you hold the chalitza as a status of tchilas din. din, and then you hold that doing chalitza belayla would be pasul. Why is tchilas din belayla pasul? Says the Rush. Elamai, yes, you see that tchilas din belayla is going to be, it's not going to count as a din Torah. That's what the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph says when it comes to kiddush hachodesh, that if mekadish to chodesh belayla, it's einu mekudosh. How do I know that? Because ain done in belayla, but einu mekudosh means that even b'diavad it doesn't work. Oh, so you see that the Talmud Bavli holds that even b'diavad a din belayla is not a binding din. So this is the machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Whenever you have machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, we're always passing like the Bavli, and therefore even b'diavad it's not going to be a valid din. The shita of Tosos in Dibra Maskel Mar Sover in our sugya is that it's not even a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli. Whatever we quoted from the Yerushalmi is a Tosofer. It's a typo. The gears in the Yerushalmi should be Shem Donu Belayla Ein Dineim Din, and therefore it's not even a discussion that the Rashbam is for sure incorrect. It's not a din Torah if you do it at night. The Beis Yosef quotes Deos and Poskim about this, and he says that from the Ran, it seems like the Ramban is correct, to pasul even b'dieved. That's the sheet of the Torah as well, and it sounds that that the Beis Yosef is being machria, like that sheet in Rishonim, that it's pasul if you do a din Torah at night, a tchilas din b'layla. And therefore, he doesn't even quote those sheetos that hold b'dieved in Shulchan Aruch, doesn't even quote those sheetos that hold that b'dieved dino din. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Chosh Mishpatzim L'Chav Ches that when it comes to Kabbalah's Eidus B'Layla, even B'diavad B'Shas Chak, we're not going to be done al pi that Kabbalah. And the Rama says, but you should know that there is that we disagree with that, and there's a Shita that if B'diavad Danu B'Layla, Dinam Din. So the Sma and the Ktsos, and everyone wonders, what is the Rama talking about? The Rama is makel on this Din, that Dineim Din, if it's done belayla, so why doesn't he mention that about Kabbalah Seidus belayla as well? He should have written that by Kabbalah Seidus belayla that because they both have the same halacha, and he should have been masig on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch who's machmir about Kabbalah Seidus belayla. Why was the Ramah quiet about that? And he's only talking about a din Torah belayla. He doesn't know about Kabbalah Seidus belayla. It's the same issue. So the Ktos suggests that really tchilas bin belayla is possible even b'diavad, like the Rishonim bring the raya from our sugya from Chalitza and from Kiddush HaKodesh, for sure it's possible to have it. The reason the Ramah is makel by Tchilas Din Belayla is not because the halacha is that you don't need Yom. Of course you need Yom. It's just that what were to happen, what does it mean Tchilas Din? Let's say you start the Masu Matan in Beis Din Belayla, and then the issue psaked in during the day. So the Tchilas Din Belayla was totally invalid. So you would pretend as if Masu Umata never happened. And what happens if Masu Umata never happens and Beis Din just gives a Gemar Din? So the halacha is binding anyway. So the Rama says, yeah, if you did a Masu Umata and Belayla, I'm not bothered by that because pretend it never happened. And if you pretend it never happened, the Din is still binding. And what if Kabbalah's Eidus was Belayla? So says the Ketzos, Kabbalah's Eidus was Belayla, pretend that never happened. What if Beis Din was never Mekabel Eidus? Well, then the whole Din is not binding at all, because they were never Mekabel Eidus. And that's why the Ramah was shosek on that, by Kabbalah's Eidus Belayla, where the Shulchan Aruch says that it's Maki B'Dieved. So that's how the Ketzos says that the Ramah didn't speak up on that. So that's the Mahalik of the Ketzos. Anyway, Vaitu in the Gemara, B'Smol Chalitzasa, we then had a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah where he said if you do chalitza on the left foot, so the Tanakama said it's pasul and Reb Lozer said it's kosher. So says the Gemara, my time at the Rabbanan, why would you say that it's pasul if you do chalitza b'smol? Amar ula yalfinan regel b'mitzora, because we derive from the regel of a mitzora where we do the matan bahonos. So bahona, the big toe of the mitzora describes his regel. So mala alan diyamin, over there it's beferish and it's got to be on his right foot. Safkan diyamin. So over here also, when we use the term regel with regard to chalitza, it also has to be the right foot. Rabbi Elazar yola lo yalef regel mi mitzora. Does Rabbi Elazar not have that limud of regel mi mitzora? Va'atayni Rabbi Elazar omer minayin l'ritzia shibozen ayimanis nemer kan ozim nemer la'alan ozim ma'alan minafkan yamin. After all, doesn't Rabbi Elazar learn the din that ritzia, that the piercing of the ear of the Eved Ivri, is done on his right ear? and we derive that from Mitzora, because Mitzora also it's done on his right, the Matan Dam is done on his right ear. So you see, Rabbi Lozen does learn other halachos from Mitzora, that it's dafka got to be on the right. So if he derives the halacha that the Ritzia of an Eved Ivri is got to be in the right ear from a Mitzora, why doesn't he learn the din of Chalitza on the right foot from a Mitzora? So says Gemara, two possibilities. Am Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Am Rav Yochanan, Mukhlefes HaShita. You're right, we got the Shitos backwards by the Ritzia, that it should be the other way around, that Rabbi Lozen is Rabbi Lozen is really consistent in his shita, or Rava Amar, second possibility, the own low tepuch, that don't switch around the shitas. Reb Lazar is comfortable learning right ear by Neved Ivri from Mitzora, but he's not comfortable learning right foot of Chalitza from Mitzora. Why? Ozen, ozen, mufni, regel, regel, lo mufni. These are two separate gzereshavas. Ozen, ozen is a gzereshava mufna, and therefore, whatever kashas you want to ask on it, we ignore those kashas because it's an open gzereshava. The words are extra in each place, and therefore, we're able to do the limud. But regel, regel is not a gzereshava mufna. So, as long as there's some sort of pircha or some sort of reason not to connect the two parshios, we don't connect the two parshios. Says Mar, but what's the reason not to connect the two parshios? Vichilo mufni, my Pircha Ika, and even if it's not Mufna, so what's the Kasha? What's the problem of connecting the Parsha of Mitzora with the Parsha of Chalitza? Because the Mitzora is a lot of things that you don't need by Chalitza. You need an Etzeres, Ezov, Shni Tolas. You don't need any of that by Chalitza, and therefore you can't learn one from the other. So they're not perfectly comparable Parshios to each other. Now we had said that Chalitza done by with the left is according to Tanna Kamma, is possible. So let's assume, like that shita, that it's possible if it's on the left foot. What if you are a lefty? What would the halacha then be? Do we say in such a case that a lefty's left foot is really halachically his right foot, and therefore that counts? Meaning, what if so he's got to be left-legged, right? Not left-arm. Meaning, I guess you got to, you know, have him kick a soccer ball and see what he does. So left-legged person, I guess even just have him run, see which leg he kicks off on, or whatever, right? A righty kicks off on the left foot, a lefty kicks off on the right, something like that. I don't know. So if he's left-legged, so what do you do? So this is a major machlokas Rishonim. There's a Rashba in Chulin, quotes four different shitos. It's either the left foot or the right foot. No, so how do you have four different shitos? So he said one possibility is that just like we find by tefillin, that tefillin is supposed to go on the left arm, and afal pikein, the Gemara Menachos says that a lefty puts it on his right arm because it's his weaker arm. So you see that yamin and smol are subjective to the person. So hu adin, yamin and smol are subjective to the person when it comes to chalitza, and therefore you'd be able to do the chalitza on the left foot of a lefty. A second possibility, he says, that we cannot derive from tefillin, because by tefillin there's a special drasha. It says ukshartum leos al yadcha, but yadcha is spelled yud dalet chaf hey, so we read it as yad keha on the weak hand, and that's how we know that tefillin gets put on the weak hand. That's why a lefty puts tefillin on his right hand. That's his weak hand. But at any other place, we should treat it like a suffik, whether it's kala demufim ashehu or whether you follow acharov bnei adam, and therefore it's a suffik. So one possibility, the lefty does it with his left foot. Second possibility is it's a suffik. Third possibility, he can't do chalitza at all, because the Brisa says that a kohen iter is pasal avoda. A left-handed kohen is pasal avoda, because avoda is eino ela biyamin. So too, if chalitza is only biyamin, then a left-legged person should be pasal chalitza, and he can't do chalitza at all. The achronim have a hard time with that, because the reason a kohen iter is pasal avoda is considered to be like a balmum. The balmum is not possible chalitza, so it's a totally different din. But okay, it's a third possibility. And a fourth possibility, which assumes that it's not a valid, assumes the third possibility is not a valid dimyon, so we would say that since Yamino is considered his Yamin, so we should do Chalitza on the right foot. So again, so what do we have? We had the lefty do it on the left foot, because it's like tefillin. We had Suffolk. We had he can't do it at all, and we have do it on the right foot. How do we paskin? So the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that the minig is that an Iter does Chalitza on both feet, because it's a Suffolk, and therefore we should try to be Machmir to be Yotze Kaladeos. Now the Mechaber writes in the same seder chalitza, you should try to do two shoes simultaneously. Because if you do chalitza on one shoe, so that's already enough to, even if it's the wrong foot, it's enough to pasul it to the other brothers. And if it's enough to pasul it to the other brothers, it means you're just going to need chalitza from all of them. So you want to do them both feet simultaneously in order to avoid that issue. Beis Shmuel says maybe you don't have to do simultaneously. It's a difficult trick to pull off, right? To do them both simultaneously. People have a hard time with the chalitza as it is. To do them both simultaneously might be difficult. So I'm not sure what the common practice is when it comes to a lefty, but that's the discussion in poskim. Okay, new Mishnah now, bottom of Amud Aleph. Chaltzav rakka v'lo kara, chalitzas k'sherim. Meaning, the Mishnah knows there are three basic ingredients to chalitza. You do the removal of the shoe, the kriyas haparsha, and the spitting. Which of those things is ma'akev? So let's say she did the removal of the shoe and the rakika, but she didn't read the parsha. Chalitzas k'sherim. The chalitza is going to be kosher. Karavaraka, let's say she read the parsha and she did the spitting, avalo chaltza, but she didn't do the removal of the shoe. So then, chalitza subsula, then the chalitza is going to be pasul. Chaltza v'karav, she did the chalitza and the reading of the parsha, avalo rakaka, but she didn't do the spitting, Rebbe Lazar ma chalitza subsula, Rebbe Kiva ma chalitza kshera. Sends machlokas, Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Kiva, whether the chalitza is kosher or pasul. So Amalei Rebbe Lazar says to Rebbe Akiva, kocha ye asef, called over shu maisa ma'akev, that only those things that are a maisa are ma'akev, and that's why Reb Lazar says that chalitza is psula if she didn't do the rakika, because the rakika is a maisa. So anything that's a maisa is ma'akev. Amalei Rabbi Kiva misham raya. No, not everything that's a maisa is ma'akev. You have to read the next word in the pasuk. It's only something that's a maisa on the ish that's going to be ma'akev. The rakika is not a maisa on the ish. She doesn't spit on him. She spits near him. It's not a maisa that she does on him at all. Period. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Which element of the chalitza is ma'akev, which is not? Next part of the Mishnah, hacheresh nechlatz v'acheresh shecholtza v'cholotzes lekatan chalitza subsula. If he or she is a deaf mute, or he is a katan, the chalitza is psula. Ketana shecholtza, if she is a ketana, tachlutz mishetagdil, she's going to have to do chalitza again when she gets older. V'emlo chalitza chalitza is psula, and if not, then the chalitza is pasul. Chalitza b'shnayim or b'shlosh of nimsechem meyam karav apasul, chalitza is psula, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochanan the machshirun. We already had this quoted on Amud Aleph, that if you do chalitza with only two members of a basin and not three, or you tried to have three, but then one of them turned out to be a karav or apasul, so then the Tanakh Kama says it's a pasul of chalitza, but also a zug that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yochanan Sandler say that it's going to be a chalitza kshera. And one time someone was cholitz beino leveina in beis asurim in jail. They were just the two of them alone in the jail, and they did the chalitza, and the maisa came to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was machshir such a chalitza that happened beino leveina. So Amar Rava hashtada amrit kriya loma akva. Once we're going to say in our Mishnah that both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva are going to say that the reading of the psukim of the chalitza are not ma'akev, lefichach ilem v'ilema shechaltu chalitza san ksheira. It should therefore turn out that if someone is mute, then it should be a kasher chalitza. They can't read the parsha. It's okay. Kriyas and parsha is not ma'akev. So mute people should be able to do a chalitza. So it says Gemara, ask the Gemara, wait a second, Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, chereish nechlatz v'acharesh shechaltza v'acholatzis minakatan chalitza subsula, that if he or she is a deaf mute, the chalitza is going to be possible. My time, alav mishum delav bnei kriya ninu, isn't the reason because they cannot read the parsha? So don't you see that even though the kriyas parsha is not ma'akev, apparently if the people are unable to read the parsha, the chalitza is going to be possible? So says Mar lo mishum delav bnei deya ninu, a cheresh and a chareshes are simply not bnei deya, they're not bardas. So someone's not a bardas, the chalitza is going to be possible. But just not being able to read the parsha is not going to be possible the chalitza. Well, ihachi ilim vilem esnami. Well, aren't mute people also not b'nei deya? Rava says no. Ilim vilem es b'nei deya ninu p'mayu dekavluhu. They're considered to be b'nei. It says if they have laryngitis, an ilim vilem es. They're perfectly b'nei deya. They understand everything that's going on around them. They hear everything that's going on around them. They just can't communicate. They just can't verbalize anything. So they're totally b'nei deya, and therefore the chalitza is going to be cut. Kashra and Ilem Vilemes. Ask the Gemara Va Amrit Ve Rabbi Yanai, Lefisha Eno Ba'omar Va'omra, that Rabbi Yanai says that the reason the Mishnah passels Acherish V'Chareshes is not because they're not B'nei Deya. He explains that the reason Acherish V'Chareshes are passel is because they're not Ba'omar Va'omra. They can't read the Parsha. So it should therefore turn out that a mute, an Ilem Vilemes, should also be passel because they're also not Ba'omar Va'omra. They also can't read the Parsha. Eliki Itmar Derava Asefa Itmar. So Rava's initial statement, when he said that Hashadamr Kriya Loma Akva, that Ilem Vilemes should be a Kashra Chalitza, his equation between Cheresh and Chereshes and Ilem was in the following context. That it says in the Seifa, Cheresh Nechlas, Vachereshes Chalitza, Vachalitza, Vachalitza Zmerakatan, Chalitza Sapsula, that if someone is deaf, and their Chalitza is going to be possible. So Amar Rava, Hashadamr Kriya Ma'akva, so from that part of the Mishnah, it sounds like you really need to be able to read the Parsha. And therefore, whether you're a Cheresh or an Ilem also would be a Pasul Chalitza. Aye, but didn't we say in the first part of the Mishnah that the Kriyas HaParsha is not Ma'akev? Yeah, umas nisim, krabi zera, dam rabi zera, kol roi lebila, em bila makeves, bom kol shein roi lebila, bila makeves. This is the old rule of rabi zera, that just like by a karba mincha, there is a halacha, that you're supposed to do bila, you're supposed to mix the oil with the flour well, and the halacha is if you don't do the bila, the karba is still kosher. But the halacha is also that if you don't even have the right ratio of flour and oil, that it could possibly mix well, then the karba is going to be possible. So if you're also, you're supposed to do a Kriya Saparsha. If you don't do the Kriya Saparsha, it's kosher. But if it's an Ilim v'ilemes, a Cheresh v'chareshes, where they're not even able to do the Kriya Saparsha, then it's going to be ma'akev. Then the whole thing is going to be invalid. If you look in Tosas, Dibra Maskel, Dam Rabbi Zeira, about 8 lines, 10 lines before the lines get wide in Tosas, Vim Tomer minolei di'im lo balal de kosher. How do I know that that's even true by a Karba Mincha, that if you don't do the Belila, that it's going to be kosher? Eim lo balal kohen elazar, ava lo balal klal psula. Maybe lo balal kosher means if a kohen doesn't do the belila, a zar does it, it's kosher. But maybe in a chinami, if nobody does the belila, it's possible. Dachinami amrim v'kometz rabbi, because you have a similar drasha in Maseches Menachos. Lo yitza kosher, mefarishtein lo yitza kohen el zar. So v'yesh lam de kambala haya lo dafi lo balal klal deleka ikuva. So it must be that we have such a kabbalah that even when there's no belila at all, it's not going to be ma'akif. Fractals weiter vim tomra my lo ma keves velo bekam mums mekomus ksiv belula be min chasma vatan be shamachos min chasachim ksiv tuva belula chen karben sim chesu zimni. The halacha is that shana alav akas of la akev, that we assume that if the Torah says something only once, so it's not ma akev. But when the Torah says something multiple times, we assume that that's an indication that it is ma'akev. So it says 12 times in the Torah they got to do belila. So how could you say it's not ma'akev? It's got to be ma'akev. It's shana lo v'kasav la'akev over and over and over again. He says, yeah, but the way the Torah says it sounds like a suggestion. It doesn't sound like a tzivoy. And since it doesn't sound like a tzivoy, it's apparently not ma'akev. So that's Tosafot about belila itself. But we're not talking about belila in our Gemara. We're talking about the Kriyas HaParsha. We're just comparing it to belila. So now the Gemara discusses. They sent from Eretz Yisrael to Avod Shmuel. Yivama Sharakika. If a Yivama spit in Beis Din, but she didn't remove the actual shoe, Tachlos, she still needs to do a Chalitza. So Machal Di Ifsala sounds like Ifsala La'achin. It sounds like she just by the Rekika alone, she becomes Pasul from on the brothers. And she can only do Chalitza. She's not allowed to do Yiba, meaning it did accomplish something. So money, who's the Tana that would say that? Who's the Tana that would agree with that? That it prevents her from doing Yibum Minatora once she did a Rekika. Ilim Rabbi Kiva, if you're going to tell me it's like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva that holds that if she only does the Chalitza and she didn't spit, the Chalitza is going to be kosher. So maybe he holds that if she only spits and didn't do the Chalitza, maybe that's enough to passel her from doing Yibum. Well, Hashtu Mabim Makom Mitzvah, in the case where the Yavama does the Chalitza, which is a mitzvah then to do the Rekika, Diika Lememer Mid Dava Imurim, where we could say that at that point maybe the Rekika should be Ma'akiv, just like the halachos of the different parts of a carbon that are brought on the Mizbeach, Dechilesnu, that when you don't have those parts of the carbon, they became tamei or they got lost. Lo ma'akvi, they're not going to be ma'akiv, but v'chi'isnu ma'akvi, but if you have them in the royal akrava, they're ma'akiv, you actually have to bring them on the Mizbeach. So bechalitza also, even though the spitting is not a ma'isa chashuv that has to be done on the person, on the man, it's not something that's done on the man, and therefore it's not ma'akev, but maybe if you're able to do it, it's ma'akev. So I'm Rabbi Kiva lo ma'akev, and still Rabbi Kiva says not ma'akev. So me'achani pasla, so you think that's going to be enough to pasla? It's even when all indications are pointing that it should be ma'akev, Rabbi Kiva is going to say it's not ma'akev, so you think it's a meaningful act, that it's enough to pasla to the brothers? Can't be. So ve'ala Rabbi Lazar, must be that we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, that if the Yavama only does the chalitza and doesn't do the spitting, the chalitza is going to be pasla. Ooh, so you see Rabbi Lazar holds that the spitting is a big deal. So therefore, if she only does the spitting, that's enough to pass on the brothers. Vashnei Dvar Mamatirin, who says, well, that can't be, because Chalitza and Yurika are two different things that are Matir Lashuk, and Vashnei Dvar Mamatirin ain't Malin Zeh Belo Zeh. Whenever you have two things, you need both. So therefore, over here you have Chalitza and Yurika that are both necessary, so it shouldn't help to do one without the other. And therefore, if she only did the spitting, she should still be eligible for Yibum. Ella Karebi. It must be that we're following the Shita of Rebbe over here, not Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Lazar. So Gemara brings a Braisa where Rebbe and Rabbi Lazar disagree. The Tanya, Kifsei Atzeres in Mekatshin Alechem, the Shtei Alechem that's brought with the Kifsei Atzeres on the Yom Tov of Shavuos is not Mekadish the Lechem that with Kedush Saguf, Ella B'Shchita, until you do Shchita. Ketzad, Shachtan Lishman, if you did the Shchita of the Kifsei Atzeres, Lashem Karban Shlamim, Vizorik Dam Lishman, and you Zorik the Dam Lashem Karban Shlamim, Kidesh Alechem, then the Lechem has Kedush Saguf, and the Lechem becomes Mutar Ba'achila. Shachat Shalol Lishman, Vizorik Lishman, but if you did the Shchita Shalol Lishma, Lo Kidesh Alechem, the Lechem is not Kodesh B'Kedush Saguf, Shachtan Lishman, Vizorik Dam Shalol Lishman, or you did the Shchita Lishma, but the Zrika Shalol Lishma, Kodesh Ve'enu Kodesh, then it's Kodesh B'Kedush Saguf because of the Shchita, but it's not Mutar Ba'achila, Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Yolam Einu Kaddish, at Sheishka Lishman, V'Yizrok Dam Lishman, that it has no Kedush Saguf whatsoever until you do everything Lishma, because these are Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim, and Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim always need each other. So you see that according to Rabbi Lazar, one thing will not be Matir without the second. So those who sent that message to Avod Shmuel, that a Yavama that did only the Rekika, has to do Chalitza, but is Pasal and the other brothers must be assuming like Shitas Rebbe, that Midin Torah, if you do only one of the matirim, it works at least enough to passel. So too, the Eureka alone works at least enough to passel, and that's why she's still going to need a chalitza. Okay, but Shem will pick up with Umi Amar Rabbi Kiva tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you very much.
You too. Have a good day.
I heard of a case of a chalitza. Three brothers with the chalitza. One was a righty, and one was a lefty, and they had the righty. Well, so the older brother was a lefty.